The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
News Talk 710 KNUS, live from CPAC 2021 in Orlando, Florida. Presented by Chris's Garage Doors. Need to add a new garage door or repair an existing door? Call a company you can trust. Chris's Garage Doors at 720-277-8451 or online at ChrisGarageColorado.com. Now, Randy Corcoran, live from CPAC 2021 in Orlando, Florida.
One of the great things about getting the opportunity to do this sort of thing at CPAC or anywhere else is the conversations you get to have with people off the air, the connections you have, the follow-up phone calls. Rich Valdez is a star, and what a pleasure it was to spend some time with him. They just knocked down the entire fence that separates the masked masses from those of us here in Radio Row. Somebody bumped it and the whole thing went down. It's funny because if you're on this side of the fence and the red curtain, no masking. If you're on the other side of the red curtain and the fence, full masking, three strikes, and you're out. Really, really enforcing it hard here. It's a bit annoying, I do have to say. But it's so good to have you along. Second hour of the show. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Orlando. And we've got some room this hour for some calls, so if you're interested, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. We've got a friend standing by at the airport, somebody who did something very, very important, and we brought it to you, I think, 2 weeks ago. Maybe it was just a week ago this thing rolled out, the recall of the Douglas County School Board. Nate Ordman is the mastermind and the initial funder of this project, and Nate joins us now, I think, from DIA to give us an update. Nate, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing well, and I really appreciate you taking some time. Are you flying in or out?
No, I'm flying out just for the day, visit some family over in Salt Lake. I'll be back tomorrow.
Very, very good. So how many days are left now? You had 60 days when you started. We're down to, what, 52 or something like that?
Yep, right around 52 days. We've got an army of volunteers out there gathering signatures again today. All week we had just an amazing turnout for the first weekend, and looking forward to some pretty decent weather again this weekend. A little colder, but we'll be out there grabbing signatures all over the place in Douglas County today, tomorrow.
That's great.
And all next week.
You bet. And how many signatures do you need?
Well, we need 80,000 total, but the beautiful thing is one person can sign four different petition packets, so we really only need 20,000 people to sign. We'll hit our goal. We had such a great turnout last weekend. I'm very, very confident we're going to get all the validated signatures that we need to make this happen.
That is wonderful, Nate. If people aren't in Douglas County, so their signature won't do you any good, how can they help with finances or with showing up to help stand on corners and in parking lots to get these signatures?
Yep, absolutely. Go to roadtorecall.org. They can donate. Roadtorecall.org. They can sign up to volunteer to be a petition gatherer. It looks like we've got so much pressure on the board right now. They're actually talking about letting the kids go back in school full time. They're going to vote on that Tuesday, and not 4 weeks ago, they weren't even considering letting them go back in hybrid until the end of March, not even talking about it until next week. And so, I mean, we've really already put the pressure on these guys just in four short weeks.
Absolutely incredible. We cannot forget what they would have done but for this pressure. They're buckling now, it sounds like, to the political pressure. We know that the numbers and the science don't support the decisions that they've made so far, and that school boards in other places that aren't feeling this kind of heat are still keeping their teachers out at full pay and kids, on online learning. So even if they do the right thing and vote, I assume that your effort will continue and you will push this recall right to the end.
Yeah, look, I mean, even if they decide to open all the schools Tuesday, I mean, obviously we'd consider that a major victory. It will mean that the school board did buckle under this pressure. As for whether we'll pull the effort or not, we'll see. So far, the board has flip-flopped on a majority of their big decisions they've had in the, throughout this pandemic with no real clear guiding principles. So we need to assess the likelihood that they flip-flop again after Tuesday's meeting. We wish it didn't take a recall for this sort of thing to happen and for that kind of action to happen, but it looks like that's what it was going to take for them to do the right thing. And obviously when the kids needed them the most, they weren't there, but when they started feeling some pressure, you know, it sounds like maybe they're going to start to consider doing the right thing. You know, we've got a small army of parents that are out there right now. They're all invested in this cause, and, you know, we need to make that decision together.
Without a doubt. The website is roadtorecall.org, roadtorecall.org. And, you know, Nate, people are being pushed all the time for donations for this candidate or that party or that issue or whatever. And a lot of folks are tapped out in the era of the, you know, coming up on the first year anniversary of 2 weeks to slow the spread. But even small sure. donations, $5 donations, $10 donations, $25 donations can really do a lot for an organization like yours. How are you utilizing any of the funds that come in?
Yeah, I mean, almost all of the money is going for the efforts to gather the signatures, make sure that we can pay for the ballot printing. It's not cheap to get these ballots printed out, the petitions to be printed out in the right format and in the quantity that we need. And so all the money coming in is going towards, almost all of the money going towards the signature gathering effort. You know, we've obviously got, you know, safety vests for the parents that are out there gathering signatures. We don't want anyone to be harmed in any way. We've bought masks for everyone. We want people to feel comfortable when they're coming up to us. I heard your bit about, you know, how the masks are kind of annoying, but, you know, we don't want anyone to be turned off from signing these petitions. The most important thing is gathering signatures right now. So we've got a lot of the money is going towards that right now. And everything does help. Roadtorecall.org, a $5 donation. We're getting donations every single day now. It's been wonderful.
And just so, you know, I know this is probably not something that you like to have shared, but I think people need to understand that this meant so much to you that you started this project and funded it with $100,000 of your own money. So this is not just you talking about it. You put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I was, you know, really, really frustrated with the school board's refusal to open the school safely. And I had considered putting my daughter in private school, but instead took the tuition and decided I'd try to help out all of the kids in Douglas County. I appreciate you saying that. But it's not about me or my
no.
contribution, and it's a bigger picture than even my daughter. That's how I felt. And I just appreciate all the support from everybody out there.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrific. Nate, you've got a little over 7 weeks to go. We're going to have you on every week for an update, and any other time I'm in front of a microphone. Anything we can do to help, just please let us know. Safe travels to Salt Lake with the family or to go visit the family, and we'll talk to you at the very latest next Saturday.
You got it. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Betcha. Roadtorecall.org, man. This is big. Let's do it. Thanks so much. All right, we've got some callers on the line. Let me just talk a little bit before we go to the phones. Last night, coming down the elevator, you know, many folks, and I haven't been one of them, but most folks are keeping the massive face masks on all the time. And I will slip one on when I'm asked to and keep it on for a while. But was coming down the elevator and saw a guy, and I thought, gosh, where do I know that guy from? Who the heck is that? And then he was with a lovely lady and a young boy, and then he spoke, and it was Leo Terrell, the black former Democrat, all in for Donald Trump, Fox News, everywhere else you can find him, host. And we got into a great conversation, just a wonderful conversation. And I invited him to come on the show, and he said, man, they won't. Fox will not let me. It's an exclusive contract. I cannot go on any other station or talk to any other hosts. But I really, really appreciate it. And it was interesting. You know, if you remember, I know a lot of us aren't really watching Fox anymore, but if you remember Leo on with Hannity and others, we saw him so much, you know just how how loud and intense and fast-talking and energized he is. And sitting there talking with him in the elevator, and we walked out. I was getting picked up to go have dinner with Jenny Beth Martin and someone else from Tea Party Patriots. And we're just talking out there, just a calm, smart, relaxed individual. And to watch him flip the switch, and, you know, I do trial work, and I understand you sometimes you flip it on and you flip it off. But this was a really, really nice guy. I wish we could have spent some time with him here at the CPAC edition of Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. But I wanted to share that with you. It's been a fascinating CPAC. It really has. The definitely strong focus on the stolen election and, more importantly, what to do about it as we move forward. Of course, part of fixing what went wrong is understanding it and exposing it. And clearly from the multitude of seven different panels over the course of the 2 days so far, it'll be three yesterday, four tomorrow, this issue is not going away, and that's going to allow us to really hunker down and get to the bottom of everything. Hans von Spakovsky will join us at 1 o'clock. Oh, good. Are you guys? Are you Sam? All right. Well, have a seat there. We'll get to you here in just 1 second. In fact, whisper in my ear, James, if we can maybe get to a break early so we can have a good segment with a surprise guest that I'm really excited to talk to. You can whisper in my ear. Everybody who's on the phone, sit tight. And understand that Trevor Loudon will join us here in about 20 minutes, Hans von Spakovsky, to dig into the legal side of the election steal at the top of the hour. And I think, is your husband going to join us? Do you know? He's on my calendar. All right. Actor Kevin Sorbo may join us at, that'll be 11:40 Denver time. So let's go ahead and take our break now. I know it's awfully early, and I do apologize for that, but that way we don't have to interrupt. I don't know how long we have with Sam Sorbo, the wife of actress Kevin Sorbo. She's got a great new book out, Words for Warriors, and this should really be good. So sit tight, wake up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Randy Corcoran, live from CPAC 2021 in Orlando, Florida.
It's 10:19 in Denver, 12:19 in beautiful, sunny Orlando, live from CPAC, Randy Corcoran on 710 KNUS. So good to have everybody with us. Sorry to the callers on hold, but Hollywood just showed up, and how can we ignore a moment to have some fun? You know, we've all come to expect from Hollywood the cancel culture, and if you're not on the right side, saying the right things, doing the right things, you're out. And it is so refreshing to when someone courageous shows up and says, listen, this is who I am. I live in America. I'm going to be who I am and do what I do, say what I mean. And a husband and wife duo that I didn't even expect to see today have sat down to join us. Hollywood actor Kevin Sorbo, his beautiful wife Sam are here. And Kevin, you're here to talk about climate change. And it's really timely because the front page of the Denver Post, I just happened to check it this morning, and on the very front page, as the planet heats up, Coloradans warming up to electric vehicles.
Oh, my God. Well, number one, you said if you're not on the right side of Hollywood, I am on the right side. Exactly. And the trouble is, on the left side, they think they're the right side. They're very confused over there in Hollywood. Yeah, I'm here. I've got a documentary called ClimateHustle2.com. People can go online, check it out. It is quite the opposite point of view of what Al Gore's movie Inconvenient Truth is, because that wasn't the truth at all, what they were talking about as far as he had going. I call global warming weather, is what I call it. There's a new fact that just came out that they took all the temperatures that recorded in the history of the world over the last 100 years, and the temperature has gone up 0.41 degrees. So not even a half a degree, but we're going to spend trillions of dollars to try to save the Earth when the Earth is doing pretty darn well on its own. And don't go crazy, I mean, you greenies. I'm all for electric cars. I'm all for panic, more trees, whatever that is. But they love using this as a weapon. Fear is an amazing weapon for these people, and they're using it to control our lives right now. We're brainwashing our kids from the minute they start school. It's unbelievable.
People don't seem to understand that we've only been recording world temperatures for, you know, what, a couple hundred years or
if that.
So.
What was the temperature in May of 1412?
Right.
Less than 100 years.
You got to get her close, yeah.
It's been less than 100 years with adequate enough equipment. It's been very, very short time.
Absolutely. And you know, they'll pick the hottest spot or the coldest spot, depending on whether we're in an era of global freezing or global heating. You know, that's why they had to come up with climate change, because global warming and global cooling didn't work out very well.
Yeah, they had to change the term.
Exactly.
And which they do. It fit their narrative. It's the way they always work.
The impact that man... We all understand that the climate changes and that we have to live with it. And, you know, when there is more carbon and the earth is warmer, then there's more plants. There's more oxygen. There's more different parts of the country benefit from that. But the idea that man can influence that somehow, that all of these things that we're trying to do are going to make some kind of a significant difference, I just don't understand how people who have their eyes open in the 21st century could buy into that.
It really is a worldview question. And the left's religion is that they are God, and that basically that man is God, and then there's a hierarchy of man, right? And so it's very clear that if man is God, then man can do whatever man wants with the planet. And once you buy into that, there's no end to that. So, and that's what we're experiencing today with COVID and everything else that's happening from the government. I mean, look, Biden just bombed Syria. I thought we were trying diplomacy. I thought Biden was the good guy and not the warmonger. I mean, he's putting Bush to shame.
The old CIA guy Jack Posobiec tweeted out that only Syrians were killed in that bombing attack. Supposed to be a bomb on Iranian, you know, for a response to Iranian bombing in Baghdad or whatever. And they killed Syrians. I mean, it's starting all over. But we're going to focus on climate change. We only have Kevin for a few minutes. And Kevin Sorbo starred in the Hercules movies and the TV films and all of that. Before we get back to the ridiculous argument about man being able to control the weather, what has the impact been on your outspokenness to your Hollywood career?
Well, Facebook just took me down about a week and a half ago. 550,000 followers gone because I post the truth. But I post things the opposite of what they want me to post. If I post, look, I posted stuff from the CDC talking about masks are useless. That's from the CDC.
Exactly.
And that got me banned.
If you put the instructions on the box of masks that says this mask does not prevent the transmission of the coronavirus, they'll put a flag up there. This is out of context.
It says it right there.
Sorry, those are the directions on the box.
I know. It's unbelievable. And, you know, it's sad to me because the whole idea of social media is to build up a social platform so you can share ideas and share things with people that want to follow you. So they took away probably 99% of those people like me. You always got that 1% that hates me and wishes me dead every day. But these are people that, you know, live at home with their mom and dad, and they're 45 years old, and they hate their lives, but they want us to wallow in their misery. So I've got to keep battling. Thank God for independent movies. I've got 3 new ones coming out this year. Go to SorboFamilyFilmStudios.com for more information there. But I got this documentary. I've got the number one documentary on Amazon called Before the Wrath. Let's go to BeforeTheWrath.com. It's on the book Revelation. It's very fascinating, very educational. So I hope people check that one out. And I got another one just came out called Against the Tide. And Against the Tide .movie is the website, and it's with John Lennox, who's an apologist. He's debated the great atheists of the world, like Dawkins, Hitchens, and Singer. And I'm on camera with my narrator. We spent 3 weeks in Oxford, England, 2 weeks in Israel, and it's an amazing documentary. I call it Apologetics for Dummies, so please check out Against the Tide.
That is terrific. Kevin, have you always had this sort of worldview, or did you... Were you immersed in some other kind of worldview and you came out of it? Or how did you become someone who actually is interested in truth rather than political
crimes? Well, I think a lot comes out of my parents as well. You know, growing up in a small town in Minnesota, they taught us good moral values and work ethic. And, you know, you do things on your own. Don't expect the government to bail you out. And, you know, we didn't have any money growing up. My dad was a school teacher. My mom stayed home with 5 kids. And it was a great upbringing. I grew up in a great area. My best friends this day are those guys in that little town in Minnesota. Nevada, and I didn't agree with Hollywood from day one. So it just sort of was that way for me, and I became pretty much ostracized. But like I said, thank God for independent movies.
Well, and we're seeing that here at CPAC. You know, last year all of the big stations were here. Fox News had a massive studio set up. Now it's Fox Nation that has the studio. Fox News just has a little corner for the seat. And a whole lot of independent podcasters and smaller news outlets, smaller radio stations, people are really getting away from the mainstream garbage if they want to have any opportunity to understand the truth.
Well, we got to fight the good fight, right?
I mean, you
know it as well as I do, where people are getting their news and where kids are getting their education, and we got to fight that right now. And I just, you know, I don't have the hate and anger they have towards me. If someone has a different point of view, I'm fine with that. That's what freedom of speech is all about, but they want to take that away from us.
Right, because they can't win the argument.
No.
Without a doubt.
Their answer usually is, you're wrong, or it's science, and then they walk away.
I know you need to go, and before you turn over the mic, Sam's going to stick around so we can talk about her book. But just give us a minute about Climate Hustle 2. What will you be presenting here at CPAC, and what do people need to know?
You know, we're doing a Q&A on it. The Climate Hustle 2 is available right now for streaming or DVD sales, so go to climatehustle2.com. I'm on camera with it, and I'm basically your moderator. I introduce people that come in and talk about different things and different storylines and different facts about what is really going on in the climate right now. Because Antarctica, for one thing, has more ice than it did 20 years ago.
Right.
You know, but let's talk about the world ending.
They always focus on one end and then they ignore the other.
And the polar bears are doing pretty well, by the way. So if they have a false narrative. They, like I said, it's all about lies and controlling our lives.
Controlling money.
Yep.
Actor Kevin Sorbo,
Thanks. Thank
you so much for
Thanks.
Your time.
Appreciate it.
You betcha.
Okay, give me that now.
Boy, that's right. Well, I told you guys, I do divorces in Denver. You know, I don't know how long it takes to establish your residence there. But now, that was terrific. And I really didn't think I was going to get either one of you today. So to have Aww. Both of you here is a real blessing.
It's a blessing to be here.
So let's flip the... Well, first of all, how did you and Kevin meet?
Oh, we met on the show, and that's such a lovely story. But it's a bit of a long story, but I went down to New Zealand to play a princess, and life imitates art. So
swept you off your feet and took you home, huh?
He really did, and on our first date, we got to talking, and he said, and I'm having three kids, boy, boy, girl. And I said, that's so weird. That's what I'm having, boy, boy, girl. And that's what we had.
No kidding.
Yes.
So you guys just knew.
We just knew.
That is really cool. So how long did you date before you made it official? How long have you been married?
We made it official 6 months in. We got married a year later after he got very ill. And it's now 23 years this past January.
That is such a non-Hollywood story.
Yes, we're quite non-Hollywood. Well, and it ought to tell you something, right? There's a reason that conservative values are good values, because they're good. The liberal values are no good, and they're no good for you. They don't value you. They don't uphold you. They don't protect you. And yet those are the values that we teach our children in school, which is why schools are so wrong. Now, I'm not criticizing teachers, but the school system and the way that it's now constructed and the way that they instruct our children to disregard traditional biblical values does a disservice.
Or science.
And science.
Multiple genders and all the sexualizing of our children in these school
curriculums. Okay, so the multiple gender problem, this is a problem because they're teaching children to hate their bodies.
Yeah.
They're teaching self-loathing. This is a terrible thing. And the woman, and I can't remember her name, who just came out with the book about the gender transformation process for young girls, and the fact that there are all these young girls who are now in pods basically saying, okay, I'm transgender and I'm going to transition into a boy, which is self-mutilation. It's body mutilation. This is a very
through
dangerous...
science. I mean, we have a Secretary of Health nominee who is a transgender.
Who promotes
it.
And if you talk to Walt Steyer, who is a former transgender who changed from a man to lived for 7 or 8 years as a woman and then went back. Okay. And he will tell you that the people who he worked with, the people who invented the transgender movement and the surgeries and the procedures, and he will tell you they are perverts who basically did a whole experiment on him, a scientific experiment on him, and used him and abused
him. Terrifying.
It's
just terrifying.
And we're doing that with our children. It's a terrible, terrible thing, which is why I talk about home education incessantly. And if you're at all interested, go to samsorbo.com. I have a ton of videos up.
Excellent.
Nice short little videos to give you some insights and to encourage you. And I do encourage you, because it is much easier than you ever dreamed and more rewarding than you could ever imagine.
It's 10:31 in Denver. We got about 29 minutes to go until the top of the hour. Trevor Loudon will join us here in a few minutes, and Hans von Spakovsky at the top of the hour. We'll get back into some election stuff. I'm talking with Sam Sorbo, actress and author, wife of actor Kevin Sorbo, who had to leave us. But Sam, before we transition to the book, I mean, you and Kevin are a striking couple. The picture of health, and you exude, you know, just health and charisma. I didn't know he was seriously ill. What happened? What happened with him?
He had three strokes.
No kidding.
While he was working on Hercules.
Nope.
And it took about 3 years for him to recover. And it's in a book. It's a really good book. It's called True Strength. And you can get it at kevinsorbo.net or samsorbo.com. It might still be on Amazon. We've been working to get the rights back from the publisher. True Strength, and then we followed it up with True Faith, which is a book that we wrote together. Although I did write some chapters in True Strength, and they are the best chapters of the book.
And he would agree.
Well, they do tell the love story.
Sure.
My chapters tell the love story. And it's quite the story. I lived it. So
it's a wonderful story, and I don't want to run out of time because your book is important. We want to get it out there. But I appreciate you opening up a little bit about some of that, and maybe we can, you know, interview again sometime down the road and spend a little more time, because people need to hear that there are, especially in Hollywood, for goodness sakes, that there are love stories that last and families that last.
Aww.
And people who stand up for values.
Yes. I agree. I think we all need not only to hear it, but then we need to act on it, right? And so when you find a hero that inspires you, I really encourage you to speak up and speak out. And so I've been in the home education movement for quite a while, and I have people reach out to me, and they go to samsorbo.com and email me. And I had a woman email me a while ago, and I just picked up the phone to talk to her because I could tell her heart was that she wanted to do something to help children avoid what's coming down the pike in our school system. And we chatted, and then we chatted again, and we chatted recently, and she needs encouragement. And I understand that. We all need encouragement because she's afraid. And I said, what are you afraid of? And so I want to make this clear. People say to my husband, he's sacrificed so much. They say to me, oh, you homeschool, you've sacrificed so much. No, you're wrong. I did not sacrifice. I decidedly refused to sacrifice my children, my relationship with my children, my family. We look at the wrong things as if they are the sacrifices.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's cultural. That's the Marxist culture that has indoctrinated us to believe that we are somehow sacrificing when what we are getting in return. Look, everything is a sacrifice. Everything is a compromise.
Life is a matter of choices.
That's right. And when you choose something, you are choosing away from something else. And, you know, in my book, so we're going to talk about Words for Warriors in a minute, but in my book, I mentioned that they've redefined the word bigot. And so now if you prefer chicken to steak, you're a bigot. No, but I'm serious. Like, that is the new definition of the word bigot, so that they can apply it to conservatives when it doesn't apply. So if you think about that, then just sort of extrapolate back a little bit to understand that the entire culture has now convinced you that you're sacrificing, no, that you're not sacrificing when you are sacrificing your values, morals, and principles by not standing up for truth and your beliefs.
It's so easy for people to feel just lost and alone. And that's why hearing voices like yours and so many of the people who've been coming through CPAC, so crucial for folks to realize that, no, we're not alone. We're not
right.
odd people.
We're
who
not
are
the out- crazy ones.
Right. And we haven't moved. Our value
right.
system hasn't changed.
Right.
It's the left that has gone
that's
so
correct.
Far away.
That is correct. It used to be that Democrats and Republicans agreed on some very core things. The value of life.
Yeah.
The value of liberty.
Yeah.
And the right to pursue our independence, happiness, right? And the left Democrats, the Democrats have been, they've just been hijacked by the
it's
communists.
Incredible.
Okay.
In a very fast, it's been happening a long time.
Yes.
But they kept it hidden until just recently. And now all out there for everybody to see.
Understand that right after the, right after World War II, And this was actually the genesis of my book. Right after World War II, the communists were allowed, because of FDR, the communists were allowed to sit in judgment over the Nazis. And so the commies said, hey, there's a propaganda win here. If we can convince people that it was nationalism.
Did you see what just happened?
No.
Kevin got busted, apparently, because he had to come back and his mask was on the floor.
Oh, I just ignored him.
He had to pick it up and run off.
Yeah,
I bet
just ignore him.
You know there's a three strikes and you're out thing here now. If they tell you three times to put your mask on, you're out. That's the new rule
today.
Oh. Yeah, so that. Anyway, you were on such a good roll, and I'm sorry I interrupted.
They're so fascistic, are they not?
It's incredible. It's not CPAC, though. It's the mayor and the hotel.
What is the mask actually doing when we take it off to sit down, but we put it on to stand up?
There's no COVID on this side of the red curtain.
It's the red curtain that prevents the spread of COVID.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
I'm sorry I interrupt you because you were on such a good thing. I want to just tell you one thing. And we're actually going to have to take a break.
Okay.
Do you have time to sit? It's a short break, 3 or 4 minutes to sit through, so
sure.
we can spend a few minutes on the book.
Sure.
On the
well,
other
I
side.
Want to tell people about Words for Warriors.
Absolutely. So before I'll tell you a quick story that you'll be happy to know. At the top of the hour, I talked with an activist in Colorado, and Douglas County is one of our more conservative, you know, districts, Republican voters, and all that. And a very left school board took over. They have not let the kids go back to school. This guy invested $100,000 of his own money into. Well, I hear you. But some folks need the dang school, you know. But he invested $100,000 of his own money to start a recall of the Douglas County School Board. And he's just somebody else who hasn't been a political activist or anything else, who saw a problem and said, I'm going to do something about it.
Well, bless him for that.
And that's what these conversations are doing for all of us.
Absolutely.
So let's get our break now so we can have a full conversation.
I have a great story that happened in Colorado schools for you when we come back.
Superb. That's Sam Sorbo, the actress and author, wife of Kevin Sorbo, who just had to dash in and out to find his mask. And we will continue the show here from CPAC. Really appreciate you being with us on 710 KNUS.
News Talk 710 KNUS with Randy Corcoran live from CPAC 2021 in Orlando, Florida.
Okay, I'm going to give you my card.
Gets busy when you've got movie stars hanging around. And Sam Sorbo stuck around so we could talk about her book. And Trevor Loudon stopped by, and I didn't know you guys knew each other. That's terrific. He's such a good guy.
Yes, he's great.
He is the hardest working researcher, and the films that he puts out, the books that he writes, he's excellent. And we'll spend some time with Trevor in this segment as well. But, Sam, before we jump in, I know we're going to talk about Words for Warriors, Fight Back Against Crazy Socialists and the Toxic Liberal Left. But you teased us. You're a natural radio gal. You teased us going into the break about a Colorado school story, so let's hear it.
So, and this is why I do what I do. So I was on the air, this is a little over a year ago, I'm going to say, and I had a young girl come on, she's 10th grade, as I recall, with her dad and their lawyer. And what happened to her was she was in, it was in Colorado, so I'm going to say, Steamboat maybe, somewhere around there. And she was at a public school, and her 27-year-old professor assigned the class for, and this was like an English lit class, assigned them a poem to read. And the poem was homoerotic, violent.
Oh, this made national news, did it not? I think I remember this story.
I don't know
because
I...
It's probably not an isolated
incident.
Sort
of in my bubble, but...
Yeah.
So they brought it to the school board and they made a complaint and they had their lawyer and they wanted the poem removed and they wanted an apology from the professor. They got an apology, you know, the apology. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry you didn't like my choice.
But let me be clear. The publisher published the poetry, and I use the word poetry loosely, published the piece without the expletives. The professor stood in front of the class and told them the four-letter words to write in. Okay? Words that I can't say on the air.
Of course.
I literally, like, the FCC will fine me if I say the words on the air.
Yeah.
But these are words, apparently, that are appropriate in a high school classroom. And so they got their sorry, not sorry. The school board refused to remove the poem. And I found out that the girl, we had to schedule the thing so that she could do it because she was going back to school. And I said, why are you back in school? And her father piped up with, well, I let her make that decision. And I really struggled. And I said, do you think that perhaps going back into the classroom is sending the wrong message? Because their justification was, well, she's witnessing to another girl in her class who's an atheist. Hallelujah. But I said, do you think that maybe going into the classroom is sending the wrong message? Because it is, right? And do you think that maybe allowing your daughter to go back into school is sending her the wrong message? Because it is. Because you're laying down your principles and begging for crumbs at the table of the jerk who, by your own daughter's words, violated her. She said, I felt violated. I feel like I saw things that I wasn't ready to see.
Parents, parent your children. Grandparents, step in if you didn't instill your own kids with enough
and understand,
backbone.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And understand that everything that you're doing is educating them one way or the other.
Exactly. By action or inaction.
So when you drop your children off at school, you are tacitly telling them that you're incapable.
All right, we are absolutely going to run out of time, so let's get into Words for Warriors.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So Words for Warriors, fight back against crazy socialists and the toxic liberal left. You can tell I'm not terribly opinionated, so it's a bit of a wishy-washy book. No, I'm kidding. It's terribly sarcastic, and it's full of the words that the left has been hijacking for a long time with their proper explanations and definitions and usages, and people just seem to be having a lot of fun with it. It hit number one on Amazon, and I'm getting a lot
Good.
Of really great reviews. And so I'm encouraging people, buy one for yourself, buy one for a loved one, and then buy one for a leftist.
And Amazon hasn't taken it down yet.
It hit number one, which is so exciting. But if you don't want to buy on Amazon, go to samsorbo.com, and you can get a copy
That's
there.
Even better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
It is, and I'll personalize it if you want.
You heard Amazon stripped the Clarence Thomas documentary.
Yes.
What was that thing called? In My Own Words,
yes.
I think. That's been pulled off. Because,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, talk about racism. Talk about
yes.
the cancel culture.
Well, they've changed the meaning of the word racism to mean anything that's anti-left.
That's right.
So you and I, welcome to our world. We're racists now.
Yeah.
And Trump's a racist. And I'm like, well, then he's really like the worst ever at being racist because he's so not racist.
And the results of his behavior.
By the way,
yeah,
I'm just going to say this.
Go ahead.
If you're pro-choice, you can't be anti-slavery.
Without a doubt. Without.
Go
a doubt.
Figure that out.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it because it's true.
It's. We're going to be talking with someone from Live Action in the final
oh,
hour
good.
Of the show. And one thing that I've been so pleased with is that. And I think it's in large part because of science. Many of our kids now have grown
yes.
up with their brothers and sisters
yes.
on the refrigerator,
yes.
watching them grow. And that's not
yes.
the blob of cells.
No.
That's not the plasma that can
yes.
be sucked into a sink. That's my brother and sister. And so I think we're, over time, winning this battle on abortion.
Because the truth wins in the end.
That's a good
and
point.
So we have to have faith in that, and we have to stand for the truth. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I encourage parents, homeschool your kids, home educate. Don't school them. Educate them. You've been schooled. If you think that you're incapable of educating your children, it's because you don't have an education. You've been schooled. And it's because the school taught you that you're incapable. But think about it. You're ultimately terribly capable. You've done things that you didn't go to class for before.
Give a couple of the words that you expose in your book that people will to draw them.
Well, gaslighting's a big one because they're gaslighting us right now. And so I talk about gaslighting, where it came from and what it actually means, because I want people to understand that they've been gaslit. And to once you're aware of it, you can't help but see it, right? You see it everywhere. Demagogue. I even just talk about, like, what is a delegate? What's a delegate? What do they do? What's their job? The Electoral College is in there because people need to know because the left is trying to say, oh, it's outdated and it's silly and it's ridiculous.
Doesn't mean anything.
Keynesian economics is in here. The word that comes after fascist is feargasm. That's a word that Ted Nugent coined. He's, the rocker.
Yeah, sure.
Feargasm. COVIDiots is in the book. So there's a lot of fun in the book, and there's some serious stuff. And the reason is because we have to be happy warriors. Happy Warriors is in the book. Okay. Where'd that come from? And, of course, Andrew Breitbart made it very popular. And I think that we would do well to emulate Andrew Breitbart, because, boy, did he do a job, right?
Yeah, he really started. Come on over here, Trevor. We're going to run out of time for you, man. I think he's oxygen depleted.
I think he was waiting for me to put the mic down, but I can just hand it off to him.
But Sam Sorbo, what a treat it's been to have a couple of segments with you to learn about the book. I'm so glad we were able to lasso Kevin in here to talk about Climate Hustle 2. And just the fact that you guys are out there doing what you're doing is a real inspiration for all of us, because we're so turned off to the Hollywood culture. And you guys are just smacking it right in the mouth. Keep it up.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
so
much, Sam.
You got to stick that up real close, Trevor.
Hi there, Andy.
It's good to see you, man. I didn't know you knew Sam. I assume you know Kevin Sorbo as well.
Yeah, enough to say hi to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, he's practically a New Zealander like me, just about.
I don't know his background enough to know.
Well, he when they were filming
Hercules,
he lived a lot of time in New Zealand. A lot of that was filmed down there. 7 years. So, yeah, they know the Kiwi culture pretty well.
Very cool. So what are your impressions of CPAC this year compared to years past?
Well, I think the mood amongst the people and a lot of the speakers is to take over the GOP, is to get rid of the old guard. It's got to go. Ron DeSantis was saying that. Many other speakers have said it. The only thing that would disappoint me, I think there hasn't been enough emphasis here, speakers, on China. The looming... Well, we're in a war with China, and you wouldn't really know it. They're Gordon Chang, but not many other speakers have touched on that. But the grassroots mood's great, the energy's great, but I think they need to get with the actual real threats that are looming, and I don't see enough of that, from some of the speakers.
Yeah, no, it's a good point, and maybe something to bring to their attention for next year. I think people are kind of in rebound mode and trying to figure out where we are. And now since Donald Trump is coming, there's still a great focus on we've got to get control of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
I feel like we really kind of have control of the Republican Party. It seems more and more that we're seeing the Mitch McConnells and the Liz Cheneys are outliers now for the Republican Party. Mr. Tea Party, Republican National Committee man from Colorado, there's a lot of that in the organization now, which gives me a lot of hope.
Look, I see that. That's exactly right. And I think the old guard is making a last-ditch stand. And we've got to make sure we build up to 2022 to make sure that old guard is the retired guard. The new Republican Party's got to be much more populist, much more down-to-earth, much more MAGA-focused, much more American first. And I know colleagues like people like you who are now in leadership positions have that focus. So, if Mitch McConnell stays in control, the GOP can never win nationally again. But if the grassroots people take it over, I think it will become the dominant party pretty darn quickly.
Trevor Loudon, what are you working on? And last question before we get to the top of the hour is, what do you expect to hear from the president tomorrow?
Well, what I'm working on is a book on Kamala Harris and her extreme communist background. The New York Times tells us she's a moderate Democrat. She's a red diaper baby. Her parents were Marxists. She's hung around with them, pro-Chinese communists, her entire life. So that's my next book. I'm expecting President Trump to outline a vision and how he is going to achieve and complete this takeover of the GOP, to lay out a vision to stave off the radical left for the next 2 years. Because if we don't stop the extreme left in the next 2 years, there will not be a meaningful 2022 election.
So yeah, H.R. 1 and all of the that. Things that they're trying to do right yeah. now. I was reminded and reassured this morning when I heard them talking about the fact that Republicans are in control of 30 legislatures,
yeah,
around 30 state legislatures around the country, and there are 150 or 60 different election integrity bills that are in place.
Yeah.
And but the problem is we don't have control in some of those battleground areas where we need them, and we're going to have to focus on getting these elections under control.
Well, that's right. What I want to see coming out of these integrity bills is a ban on voting machines, and B, very stiff penalties for organized vote fraud. Like, I'm talking 10-year felonies. You get a couple of people going away for 10 years for this, it would stop pretty darn quickly, and that would restore faith in the elections. But we do have 30 states under Republican control. We also have 69 Democratic congressmen in red states. If we clean up the voter integrity, just clean elections alone would take 10 of those out. And then if MAGA candidates run against the rest, you could get another 10 or 20 of them. Yeah. So there's a lot of potential here.
There's reason for hope, and the fight never ends. And we have no choice but to just hunker down and get tougher.
Yeah, yeah. We have no choice. Either we win or they do. And it's like Reagan said, this is the Cold War. We win, they lose. Yeah. That's the only way forward.
Trevor, it's always good to see you in person. I appreciate how available you make yourself to the show. Where can people find your work? I know you're writing for the Epoch Times quite a bit.
Yeah, I write for the Epoch Times. Just look up Trevor Loudon, Epoch Times. The articles will come up. Or go to my daily blog, trevorloudon.com. But don't Google it, because Google won't bring it up. Put it in the search bar at the top of the page, and then you'll find my page.
Unbelievable. Good to see you, man.
Okay,
glad
great.
To run into you down here, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, mate. Thank you. See you, Randy.
That's our good buddy Trevor Loudon, and when we come back, Hans von Spakovsky, we'll get into some of the legalities, get away from the Dominion machines and all of the craziness, and talk to Hans at the top of the hour. We'll get to some of your calls in this final hour, too. Very, very apologetic to the callers, but I know you understand. We're live at CPAC. It's unbelievable, the energy around here, and I'm glad you're spending some of your time and sharing it with us here on 710 KNUS.